The Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Building Dedication Meetings hosted at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, home of Billy Brim Ministries. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how you can get your copy of this anointed series today.
Prophecy is being fulfilled right and left, and we are in the time of the great coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with who? With them who's gone on before us. And where will we go? To Mount of Olives? No. There is a time when Jesus' feet will be on the Mount of Olives, but it's not this time. We're learning to differentiate between the appearances. They're not all the same. This is when he's in the clouds. To meet the Lord where? In the air. Have you ever heard that old song? There's going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. Everybody sing if you know it. There's going to be a meeting over there in that beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. It'll be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one in that meeting in the air. Hallelujah! Don't you love that? I can just see God with a Lord Jesus with a big baton, you know? And God's own Son will be the leading one in that meeting in the air. That's the word of the Lord. That's the word of the Lord. And the next phase saying, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You can write to the side, job security. There'll be ages and ages and ages to come, and worlds and ages and plans of our great Heavenly Father. But no matter what the plan is and what the age is, we will forever be with the Lord. The third group of people, glory be to God. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. Aren't they comforting? Now, you know that Paul, by the Holy Ghost, didn't stop and say, okay, I've got to write a big number 5. This is the 5th chapter. No. Man added that. Paul, by the Holy Ghost, wrote a letter. So he's continuing his same thought. He hasn't changed. So let's do that. But of the times and seasons, brethren, remember this is the third group of people, the body of Christ, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they, if you've not already, please highlight, circle the word they. They is a pronoun which represents a person, place, or thing. In this case, real simple question, are you ready? Is they you? No. Is they the same as the third group of people, the church? No. So when they shall say, keep reading, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon, here's another pronoun, them. Is them you? No. Yes, there is going to be a time of tribulation. Yes, it's going to be terrible. But folks, it's not for the third group of people, the church. Remember, we're going to be caught up together with him. He hasn't changed his subject. All right, moving right along. And so Here we go. Let's again, verse 3 again. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. And there's another pronoun. They shall not escape. But guess who gets to escape? We just read about the great escape, caught up together with him. Do you believe in escape theology? I do, based upon the word of God. But ye brethren, now he suggests, now what? He's back to the family, you and I. But ye brethren are not in darkness. That word darkness means lack of knowledge. We're supposed to know. That's why we're having teaching this morning. Amen. You are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. So no more are you allowed as a third group of people, as a born again Christian, say, well, you know, the day of the Lord will come as a thief. In the night. Might just slip through my bedroom window about midnight. Lord, is that you? You look like a thief. No, that's what they are going to say. But they are not you. If you don't get anything else out of this sermon today, you get this, amen, that I am not a they. Amen. And I'm a not a them. I'm of the family of God. I'm of the third group of people, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. It even gets better. Verse 5, ye are all. Oh, I like that word all. That includes us folks here in Oklahoma. You are all the children of light. That word light means knowledge, information. So that day's not going to overtake you like a thief. You're going to know the time and the season. You're going to know and see in the news where prophecy is being fulfilled and these nations of prophecy are being awakened to the political stage that God 2,500 years ago through the lips of Ezekiel spoke about. These nations are rising up and performing. And Jesus said, when you see the fig tree shoot forth, which is Israel, and they've come up to be a nation, hallelujah, that's quite a miracle. And these other nations of prophecy that he talks about, then you see and know that your redemption is nigh. You look up, your redemption is nigh. So this day is not going to overtake you and I. We see and we know. Now, glory be to God. We are all children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of doubt, fear, unbelief. Dear God, I have to have something to help me sleep tonight. No, we're the third group of people. We're supposed to be different than the world. The world worries, but the body of Christ has a covenant through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ where he's our great shepherd. We don't lack for anything. So what do? We put on the breastplate of what? Yes. And what else? Faith and love. And for a helmet, the hope of salvation. What is this hope? That the Lord Jesus Christ will be in the clouds and we'll go up to meet him. Now, verse number 9. For God hath not appointed us. Do you know God has an appointment book? And it's more accurate than the appointment book to go see your dentist. He is God. And in his appointment book, he has a us. That would be the third group of people. But he has not appointed us to wrath. Yes, there is going to be tribulation, but it's for different groups of people, not you and I. We have not been appointed to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So who died for us. See, it's covenant. Through his blood, he took our wrath. He became sin. And because of what he did, we became the righteousness of God. So there's no wrath appointed for the righteousness of God. That whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Wasn't that edifying? Hallelujah. Now, let's go to, again, rightly dividing the word of truth. Thank you, Father. Let's go to Matthew 24 again. Matthew 24 and Luke 21. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus, verse 1 of Matthew 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. Where was the temple?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. I tell you, it was a great revelation when I finally got it in my... There are many synagogues in Israel, and throughout the world there are synagogues, but there's only one temple. And that temple is over the rock. It's called the Hamakom. It's called the place. And it's on this rock that the Jews believe that God formed Adam. And it's called the foundation stone of the earth. And it's upon this rock that Abraham offered up Isaac when God told Abraham, go to Mount Moriah. So this rock is on Mount Moriah. And this rock is in Jerusalem. And so when David's son Solomon dedicated the temple, that magnificent temple, it was over this rock. Because the Jews needed this rock, this Hamakom, this place for blood sacrifice. They could not offer blood sacrifice under every green tree. They had to have the rock for the sacrifice. And this is where the Shekinah or Shekinah glory would come. And then when Nebuchadnezzar came many years later, destroyed Solomon's temple. Many years later, King Herod came, built the temple again. It was over the rock. And it was Herod's temple where Jesus came and taught daily. It was amazing. Herod was a crazy man. In fact, they said it was safer to be his pig than to be his sons. He killed his family, but he ate kosher. And the interesting thing about Herod, he was a master genius builder. And on a 39-acre platform on Mount Moriah with the rock in the middle, he built this temple. It's recorded in history that the Shekinah or Shekinah glory never appeared in Herod's temple. It did in Solomon's, but not Herod's. It left. You can read in Ezekiel where the 14 stations of when the glory was escorted out of the temple. And the last place the glory was escorted out of the temple during Ezekiel's vision was on the Mount of Olives. But how many know that our Lord and Savior came to the Mount of Olives? And he wept over Jerusalem. And how many know that our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, he went to the temple and he taught. And even though the Shekinah glory may not have appeared in that temple, thank God Jesus Christ was anointed by the Holy Ghost in power. And every time he was there at that temple, the Shekinah glory was teaching.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 building dedication at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the home of Billy Brim Ministries. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. Visit our website archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. Looking for a home church and live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Or just want to visit the home base of Billy Brim Ministries? Come to a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We have services at Sunday at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Visit our website at agloriouschurch.net or give us a call at 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589.